And, you know, I think an indicative that what David used to take Goliath out was a rock. Now, I'm just painting this analogy right here. You know, that rock was Christ. You see, man, it is not about your armor and your weapons and the power and your threats of life and death over the Christian, because this is what the Christian realizes in his own life. He realizes that in dying, he comes to see Christ face to face. This is a trust, a belief that he has in God. This can never be taken away from him. It is something that solely belongs to him. Solely belongs to him. I like what Psalms chapter 44, verse 6 says. Psalms 44 and 6 says, "For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me." Are you like that? Are you truly like that? See, it's all trust in God. Look at Psalms chapter 11, verse 1. It says, "In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to the mountains?" And, you know, I see so many cowardice Christians these days. They don't want to go through suffering. Man, if I lost my job at the college, so be it. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of Jehovah God. Blessed be his precious name. Blessed be, take the house. Oh, Jesus, can I keep a couple of computers so that I can put up a webcast somewhere? Can I borrow somebody's online just to work my website maybe once a week and tell the people I lost my house, I lost everything, but I got a laptop and I'm trying to do something with at least one laptop. Can I do that before I leave the planet? Can I find a way to help God's people? Oh, Lord, don't let me get emotional today. I don't want to do that. You know how I get about that. Psalm chapter 31, verse 14. "But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God." Are you that confident in your faith and trust in God today? Psalm chapter 119, verse 42. "Then I shall have an answer for those who taunt me." Why? "For I trust in your word." See, you will be taunted. You will be persecuted. You will be enslaved with ignorance. But you will continuously trust in God and never give up. And I'm telling you, Christianity becomes weakened. I read in one of the emails that a lot of brothers are giving up on Christianity because they think that it's the white man's religion. It's not the white man's religion. It's the only faith that saves. But you are doing that alone, not with a white man, not with a black man, not with a brown man, no kind of man. This ain't no color man's religion. Christianity is not a religion that embraces a national identity. You cannot say, "Oh, well, if you're white, that's the white man's religion, Christian." No, Christianity, man, faith in God is the faith of any human being that truly trusts in God. Truly trust. Brother and sister, you can try to make it white, black, or anything else. Psalm chapter 13, verse 5 says, "But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." You notice the psalmist says that it's God's salvation that he's rejoicing in, not the name of your church or your pimp behind pastor, not this foolish, fleshly, depraved, totally debauched, ignorant, stinking, manure pile, human depravity kind of religion. You know, nothing comes from us humans but waste. God is to be loved and praised. You know what? If I can find a Muslim, and I would say, "All right, hey, I'm going to see if you worship in the true God." And then I said, "Come on, let's adore the God that made us and created us. And we both embrace each other and love each other." One Muslim man and a Christian man, loving God, loving each other, weeping and thanking him for giving us life. Now, you know what? I love him. He loves me. What did that? The God of creation. Now, I'm not going to say that What he calls God is God. I'm not judging that. Because I'm sick of all this division, because you know what? I can't see Christians embracing each other like that. I'm sorry. I don't see it. But what if I found a Muslim man that said, you go ahead and call him Jehovah. I love him that way too. Do you want to kill me? No, I don't want to kill you, man. I love you. There's love in my heart, man. The God that I worship is a God of love. Oh, my goodness. Look at, I know you tripping right now. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. PJ didn't say that. Don't put that in my mouth. You better listen to what I'm saying. Look at Psalm chapter 52, verse 8. Because see, I know some of you, you're still trying to catch me in an a statement of ambiguity. I ain't going that way. I've been in Christ too long to find myself in Christ. He's over you this weekend. Psalm chapter 52, verse 8 says, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. And let me add, ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I am steadfast in that. And I prove my steadfastness, my groundedness, as I love him forever and ever. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 5. I'm grounded in this. It says, is not my house like this with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all the things and secure. Ordered in all things and secure. Look at that. This everlasting covenant that God has made with me is ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? See, now this isn't talking about prosperity with getting things. This is talking about a prosperity of the soul. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Every time I read his scriptures like this in the studio, and I thought about getting up this morning and I said, Lord, what is the first thing that you want me to do? I got to clean my house. I got to grade some papers for that silly college job I got. See, because that's secondary. That's secular stuff. That means nothing to me. Being called a professor of philosophy is like a dunghill to me. It means nothing. All of the accolades, if I went to the school graduation and donned my robe and my colors and all that kind of thing for the master's degree that I have, it means absolutely nothing. I count it as all as dung that I might have Christ. That is what Christianity is. And that's why I love that. Now, let me read this again. 2 Samuel 23 and 5. It says, is not my house like this with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secured. Did you hear that? Ordered in everything. Everything that I do, everything that I say, and it's secure in God right now. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? And here we see the man of God saying, is it not God that is behind everything that is in my life? Whether I have cancer and die and go to him in pain, whether I have a wife, whether I have a husband, whether I have children that love me, all of it is vanity without him. Psalm chapter 23, verse 4 talks about the prospect of death. It says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For why? Why is that? Why is that? For you are with me, O God. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I don't care if the Muslims take over in America. Let it be said. Let it be done. My head will be chopped off in the name of the Lord. Of course, I'm going to fight to keep my head on my shoulders. But, I mean, if I lose the battle, you know what it's all about? You have to go to 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3. We're talking about trust. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3 says, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, he's my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my savior. You save me from violence. Now, he ain't talking about the violence of the sword. He's talking about the violence of just life itself. Because what did Paul say when the sword was going to remove his head from his body? He said, I am now ready to be offered. This is the state that you want to find yourself in as a Christian. Ready to be offered, to be sacrificed. I know we want those nice, clean, sweet, make me feel good Bible studies. Oh, come on. I don't want to hear old Pastor John. He's scaring the bejesus out of me. No, I'm trying to give you some trust in God. Because just like, listen, unalterable trust in Psalms chapter 112, verse 7. This trust is fixed. He says, they are not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are firm, secure in the Lord. You see that? We're not afraid of those things. That's why my dear Christian brothers and sisters in other foreign lands and countries can die and go to jail and suffer for Christ with a smile on their face because they believe in the word of God. We as Christians in this country don't believe in that. We believe that we're supposed to live forever. We looking at, you know, I want to be a star or something. And your whole life is based upon that. Look at Job 13 and 15. Unalterable. It says, see, he will kill me. I have no hope, but I will defend my ways to his face. You see what Job is saying? Job is saying, you know what? Even if I die, I will defend the word of the Lord even on my deathbed. This is what we realize. This is what we realize. What the Lord has done in our lives as we trust in him. Isaiah chapter 36, verse 7. So we continue to look at this myriad of scriptures, the word of God that gives us hope as Christians. You Christians need to know that it's a wonderful thing to be a saint. You know, that we can put our trust in God and not in man. It says, but if you say to me, we rely upon the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and altars Hezekiah has removed, saying to Judah and to Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar. See what I'm talking about? You got to trust in God. You can't be looking at all that other stuff. Look what it says to me in Psalms chapter 62, verse 8. It says, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is refuge for us. He's refuge for us. Now, you have to realize that if he is not this safety, this bulwark, this help for you, this strong tower, these are the words that we as Christians live, then you won't plead as a true saint of God, as in Psalms chapter 25, verse 20. You can also see that in Psalms 31 and 1 and 141. It says, O guard my life and deliver me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. In other words, I trust in you. I lie in you. I depend upon you, God. Come on, my brothers. Oh, God, I wish I could get this thing in the prisons, in the California prisons, if the chaplains would just let me just put a CD in there and just let me talk to my brothers. Oh, man, if I can put this on the internet and some brothers can listen to this, man. Oh, God, help my brothers, man. Help my brothers, man. Don't be going to something that has no sustenance to it. Don't be going into a religion that has no salvation in it. And please, for God's sake, don't get into a religion because of hatred of another man's skin color, of his tradition, of his ideology. Man, that is hatred. That is, man, that just leads you to hell. That leads you into oblivion. Trust me, everyone that does not put trust in God, Jehovah, and love him, I don't care who they are. I don't care how rich they are, how much money they have, how much power they have to subdue others into cut off communications of that other, whomever they are. These people will not see God in the end. And you must realize, my good sweet brothers that are locked up in prison, that there is only hope in God. And this hope in God is seen through his son, Jesus Christ. He is not a white man, nor is he a black man. He is not an Arab man. He is not a Jewish man. He is the God man. And I'm telling you, he is God made man to become the redemption for fallen man. All men, black men, white men, Arab men, freed men, enslaved men, purple men, pink men, blue men, Martian men, all men are totally depraved. There is only one man who was ever on the planet that can honestly say that there was never any improprieties found in his flesh. This man is the God man, Jesus Christ. You want to believe in something supernatural? Believe in that. This man never sinned. He never did, nor said, nor implied anything against the will of Jehovah God, who is his father. This man, I know this is hard for you to believe, never had a beginning. He will never have an ending. I know you're thinking about Bethlehem and all of that. My friend, that was the formulation of human form, not his form, which never had a beginning. He was in the beginning with God. I know that's crazy for a lot of you, but you know what? I want you to go crazy with me for a minute and believe this. Notice it says in Psalm 141, verse 8, it says, "But my eyes are turned towards you, O God, my Lord, and in you I seek refuge. Do not leave me defenseless." Psalm chapter 4, verse 5 says, "Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord." Oh, my goodness, it goes. It gets sweeter and sweeter at this particular juncture, because in Psalms 115, verses 9 through 11, it says, "O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield." And then he says, "O you who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield." I'm telling you, he gives you all of the evidence in the world. And I'm just asking you this very simple but important question. Why is it so difficult for many of us to trust in the Lord? Just trust in him. Come to him and fall out before him. Please don't stop falling out before these preachers. Stop getting up, giving your testimonies in front of people. Don't nobody want to hear about how holy you think you are. Don't nobody want to hear about all the so-called good deeds that you've done. You got to know God for yourself. Come to know it. There's enjoyment in knowing God like this. Psalms chapter 32, verse 10. It says, "Many are the torments of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord." You want steadfast love? A love that'll never dissipate. You know, a lot of times I think about it. I was telling a friend of mine, I said, you know, I sure do wish I had me a woman with me. Not just somebody that can just lie in bed with me. I'm talking about a companion, people. You know, some of you guys that got companions that love you and will hug you and tell you how much they love you. You know, I miss that. I miss that with my woman. I really do. And I was telling him, I said, man, I sure, he said, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. I miss that tremendously. But the unfortunate thing out there is that, my God, you know what? You people got to be careful with these people that you're hooking up with, because most of these people are liars. They don't love you for who you are. They love you for what you can make them feel like. They're trying to use, especially if some of these women marry or get close to a preacher. For some kind of reason, makes them, you know, feel like they're a little bit closer to God. No, you got to get closer to God on your own. But I was telling him, I said, I'm human, man. But you know what? I like Psalm 32 and 10. "But steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord." I have him that steadfastly loves me. I don't need her. Lady, you don't need him. You need God. Now, what do you get when you get this God? You get the enjoyment of a perfect peace. It says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, those of steadfast mind, you keep in peace. In peace because what? They trust in you. See, when your mind is stayed, you know, there's an old song that we used to sing in the Baptist church, and it says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now you get the verse. Those of steadfast mind, you keep in peace. In peace because they trust in you. Now, you know when it gets real bad, when you get lonely like I'm talking about, and you just say, oh, I just love to have that person caress me and love me and treat me right. You better go to Isaiah chapter 57, verse 13, because it says, when you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you. The wind will carry them off. A breath will take them away. But whosoever takes refuge in me, God says, shall possess the land and inherit my holy mountain. See, you got to let all them idols, you know, we talking about the American idol. They said some other young white boy, he got it this year. And oh, now I got a singing career. Now I'm going to be great and everything. You're going to end up like that young man beating that woman in that car that night. I didn't find that shocking. You give somebody a whole bunch of money with no wisdom and no discernment, they would do some things that shock some of you Christians. It ain't shocking me. That's what a depraved sinner is. I looked at his face in the newspaper when he went to the court. I felt so sorry for him. I just said, Lord, save him. Save him. Lost. Save him. That boy's about the same age I was when I got saved. I said, save him. I've been there, man. Save him. Save him, Lord Jesus. I don't even know that boy's name. Save that little light-skinned boy. Save him. Oh, Jesus, fill his heart one night. Come into his little life. Show him what true life is. Save him. Save him from that girl he beat the mess out of. Save him from that. Whoredom. Save him. Wash his soul. Lord, that is what we're to pray. When you look at all this American Idol and all this other crap out there, you shouldn't be longing after that mess. You should be praying, save them. These people are not happy. Look at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. Look at this. It says, those who are attentive to the matter will prosper, and happy are those who trust in the Lord. This ain't got nothing to do with no prospering and no financial. Attentive to a matter will right. See, when you're paying attention to a particular thing, okay, you will prosper in those things. You set your mind to it, see. But happy are those who trust in the Lord. See, you can put your trust in things. Oh, man, if I do this record, I'll be a millionaire, and I have some money, and I have all this, and I have all that. And God says, you go ahead and do that. But on the other end of it, if you want to be happy, you need to trust in the Lord. So which one you want? Do you want prosperity or happiness? That's why that boy beat that girl, you know, face all black and blue. He wasn't happy with all the money, with all the free sex and everything else. And then she probably told him something he knew already. But let me leave that one alone too, because see, that's just the world, and I know how that works, because he's delivered me from that. Look at Psalms chapter 33, verse 21. Our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Now, what is your heart glad in? Oh, friends, you know, we just need to come clean with it. Because if you, I don't even watch American Idol. I only hear about it from certain Christians. Oh, American Idol is on. You watching it? What? What am I doing watching that? I don't want to watch American idolatry. That's what it is. American idolatry. Because Psalm 37 and 5 tells me something. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. See, I'm not looking for no moving stars to act in my life. I want to see God delivering me. Tells me in Psalm chapter 37, verse 40, the Lord helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. See what I'm talking about? Ah, friends, I want you to trust in God. That's why I'm doing this. And I want you to know that when you trust in God, you will not be afraid. Why is that? Because of Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. I like this verse. It says, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord God is the strength and my might. He has become my salvation. Now, you can only say that if you believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you aren't going to say it. You aren't going to live like it. You are not going to even want to agree with me about this situation. You're going to think I'm crazy. Basically, you're going to think I'm a little nuts. But this is the Saturday of the holiday weekend. Pastor John just thought that maybe you needed a couple of scriptures to help you over this weekend to keep our minds focused upon what it is that God wants us to know, right? Bible studies for me too. It's about 10:02 in the morning, Saturday morning here in Los Angeles. How many scriptures have you read today? How much time have you taken out to give God? Christian, for those of you, my brothers, that may be listening to this in the prison system now, I hope that they let you get to a computer, some godly guard or somebody. My brothers, don't leave Christ. Don't, man, there ain't no hope in that. Bow your heads right now. Bow your heads. Oh, dear God in heaven, God, Lord God, Jehovah, please forgive us of our waywardness. Forgive us of our sin. Help us to trust solely in you. Sorry about that. Phone is always ringing. Thank you for tuning in to the webcast today. This is Pastor John, busy as usual, praying for you, loving you, wanting you to know that there is hope in Jesus Christ today. Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. Take care now.